Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today. We have a great lesson to help you go through this week, and it has to do with your leadership input. What are the things that you are taking in order to grow your leadership? What are the things you're listening to? What are you surrounding yourself with? Because what a leader puts into themselves is what comes out of them. So the things that you are allowing to surround yourself with, the things that you put into your brain, sometimes they end up coming out of your mouth, whether you like them to or not. So today we're going to help develop your inputs because your inputs develop your outputs. So the first thing is we all experience undesirable outputs. You know, there's those things that you've said that you could maybe wish you would have taken back. But where did that root come from? It came from maybe something that you heard, something that you listened to, something that you watched that came in and ultimately produced fruit because it came out of you. See, most leaders obsess about outcomes. They're looking for the outcomes, but what they should be obsessing over is the inputs, because when you put the inputs in correctly, you get correct outputs. So you need to start developing the things that you're inputting. Do you have a plan for your inputs? Obviously, most of you do because you are here this morning listening to this, or you're listening to the replay, or you're listening to the podcast after it posts. These are the things that you have scheduled to input into you to grow yourself, to make yourself better. So the first question is what are you consuming? The content that you consume shapes your thoughts and shapes your leadership capacity and ability. So, what is it that you're doing every day to consume things that grow you and build you? Is it books? Is it audiobooks? Is it podcasts? Are you listening to positive things to positively grow your mindset? Or are you constantly being barraged by the stuff that comes in? You know, you are the gatekeeper to your input. So, are you allowing the things in that are going to cause your outputs to be less than what you want? Are they going to be negative? Are they going to cause issues for you and your team? Take a look at your inputs, and then your outputs will flow from there. Because as a leader, what you're consuming, what you're putting into yourself, is what's coming through to your leadership and ultimately what is becoming the input for your team. So if you're not getting the results that you want for your team, maybe you need to look at yourself and find that the input that you're inputting into them is not what you're desiring. So that's why it's important for us to, you know, get on here every week and learn these things to develop and grow as leaders because of the fact that we want to have a positive impact for our team. We are looking for ways to grow and better not only ourselves, but those around us. So when you're getting the input correct, the output becomes much better. Perfect example is you're scrolling. Do you doom scroll? Maybe turn your doom scroll into a growth scroll. Go follow people that are putting positivity out in the world. You can tell what your output is by what is coming in to your feed. And that's why they call it a feed, because it's feeding your mind. So what are you allowing it to feed? Your leadership and your growth is never strengthened by cat videos. Empty entertainment, mind-numbing entertainment, will never grow you as a person. Now, there are times for it when you just need to decompress, you need to laugh, and you need to watch the cat video. That is absolutely fine. But if that's all your feed is nothing but useless entertainment posts, Start to develop your feed to develop you. Because what you're doing today strengthens your leadership for tomorrow. And then next, what is it that you are doing and what are you attempting to do? You don't grow by what you did. You grow by what you're doing. So how are you growing? It's either by something that you're doing more of what you already did because it worked, or you're doing something different that you normally don't do. So what you're attempting to do is you're either doing more of what you know that works, or you're doing something completely new to try and get a competitive advantage. We talk about the separator season, the separator thing. What is that one thing that you're going to do? Well, when you're attempting, when you're trying to grow, when you're trying to be better, when you're trying to create better inputs, make sure that you've locked into the one thing that you know that works for you and do that more and more often because that will compound, but also add in new things. New inputs, new attempts to try and find something else that may work better than what you already know is working. See, if you stick with the same thing over and over again, you don't get better. You just get more of the same thing. Now, if that's working and that's creating momentum and that's going at a pace that you'd like, great. Stick with that as your base while you continue to attempt new things to grow, because the best way to grow as a leader is to do new and unrelated things to what you're currently doing so that you can stretch and grow your capacity, not only for you, but for your team. And some of the things that you should probably take a look at, and these are the things that Craig Rochelle put down as ways to grow and ways where every leader needs to grow. And I know that some of these are really important for me, is you need to grow in increasing in your humility. Because we know that a servant leader is one that is humble, that's going and looking for ways to help and better his team. You can build your confidence by growing your knowledge. So as a leader, in order to grow, in order to have better inputs, you need to look for ways to grow because growth and comfort can never coexist. So are you getting outside of your comfort zone? Are you stretching yourself? And I can see that my hands are below the screen, so I'm going to do that again. Stretching yourself. Because when you stretch yourself, when you get outside of your comfort zone, you grow. You need to think big, but start small. What are the little things that you're going to do? What are the little inputs that you're going to do that will end up compounding and creating greater outputs? And then number three, this one's probably one of the most important ones because we talk about it all the time. Who are you surrounding yourself with? The people that are in your circle are the people that you are most going to be like. You are the average of your five closest friends. I don't know how many times you have to hear that. I have to hear it all the time. I'm specifically looking for those people to add to my circle, to create, to stretch, to grow me, to push me further than I'm currently at. Now, here's a great question to ask yourself. Do you have a circle or do you have a cage? Is your circle the ones that are pushing you, causing you to be better, lifting you up, giving you positive words? Are you in a cage where those people are holding you back? They're talking to you negatively. They're telling you that you can't do the things that you're trying to do. Are they keeping you captive? If you want to grow as a leader, you need to surround yourself with better, smarter, wiser people than you. You know, they say the goal is to never be the smartest person in the room. If you walk into a room and you're having conversation and it seems to be that you're the smartest person there, that's when it's time for you to exit the room because you have nothing to gain there. Now, if you are there as the special person to create and give all the wisdom and knowledge, then you're still in the right room. Just realize that you're not going to grow being in that room. Your time there is time spent growing and pouring into and inputting into others. So when you're around great leaders, make sure that you study what they do, study what they say, study how they say it, study their body language. Look at the things that they're doing that you would also like to do, because there's no excuse to not surround yourself with great leaders and with great people. So take the time, even if you can't get in real proximity with them, like I said all the time, my circle was always books, videos, audiobooks, podcasts, until I had the ability to get in proximity of those people. So create your circle now of the people that you want to get around and watch how things turn out as you grow to get to a position of where you can attend that event where they're at. You can find that place where they're speaking and go see them live. Are the people around you pushing you or pulling you back? If they're pushing you towards something, keep them in the circle. If they're pulling you down, it's time to start moving and looking for something new. Great leader starts with great leadership. So look for that leader to follow, to emulate, to learn from, to create your circle around. So to recap today, we're talking about how to create leadership inputs to grow you as a leader. And first, you have to pay attention to what you consume. What you're inputting becomes your output. Need to look at what you're attempting. Are you out there trying and doing new things to grow and stretch yourself and to stretch your team, while on the foundation doing what you always know works so that you have a baseline to push from? And number three, who you surround yourself with is important. Make sure that you're surrounding yourself with great people, pushing you towards greatness, growing you to be more, and helping you learn and lead and become the leader that you were destined to be. Guys, go out and make it an amazing day, and I hope your day is as awesome as you are.